love and light and peace and blessings. And I say thank you for tuning in with Goddess Hadiyah. Send on number love to you, all of you. You know, positive energy is a big thing for me. Having peace in my life is a big thing for me. I don't have no time for drama. I got too much going on in my life with myself to be dealing with people who is not going to add value to my life. But I did come across an article from TonyRobbins.com. That's TonyRobbins.com. So let's give this person the credit for this article that I'm about to share on how to create positive energy. Does the negativity in your world sometimes get you down? You're not alone. But we're not going to give in, right? The world could use more positive. And guess what? You can be the one to contribute to it when you learn how to create positive energy. Creating positive energy doesn't just make the world a better place. According to the law of attraction, we actually get what we put out into the world. So when we have a positive attitude, we receive positive in return. We can then manifest our own dreams and more easily achieve our goals. Studies have shown that thinking positive can even reduce stress and help you live longer. So let's go on and skip on to the 13 ways that you can use to create a positive energy. So number one is shift your mindset. Yeah, shift your mindset. Stop looking at a life from a place of fear or anger and begin to identify the limiting belief and negative patterns that are preventing you from living with joy. Yes, you got to shift your mindset to core in order to create a positive energy. And creating a positive energy is all about the state of mind. Eliminate negative thoughts. You never know how to create positive energy in the outside world if you don't create it within yourself, because everything you need comes from within. Once you identify your limited belief and patterns, you'll be able to interrupt negative thoughts or master your emotions. Yeah, master your emotions. Master your emotion. Realizing that the way you feel is a choice and you can choose positive. Emotional mastery is an essential life skill that allows you to control your circumstances instead of letting your circumstances control you, which means you do not always have to respond and react to the negative things that go on in your life. You can respond with positivity. You can respond with kindness. Yes, you do not have to respond. Or react. Yes, so focus on the good. Number four, positive thinking doesn't come naturally. To stay centered in any situation, you need to focus on your thoughts and your emotions. Whatever you focus on, you're going to feel, as Tony says, focus on the good and your emotions will definitely follow. Number five, change your blueprint. Everyone thinks they know what they want in life, but sometimes we're going after things that society tells us what we want instead of what we really want. Yes, a lot of people, including me, following what society says what we should be doing and should be doing with our life. But when you let that go and start living for yourself, you're changing that blueprint. But when you examine these blueprints, rewrite them to be in line with our true desires and live in a way that is personally fulfilling. Positive energy follows. Build your confidence. Number six. Confidence affects every aspect of our lives, our careers, our relationships, and our emotions and our moods. It's especially hard to create positive energy when you're preoccupied with what others think or believe that your perspective doesn't matter. Building total confidence in yourself is an important stepping stone to creating positive energy. That was number six. Number seven is taking care of yourself. Taking care of yourself. When you are exhausted, thinking about how to create positive energy can be nearly impossible. You can't exclude cheerfulness and vitality if you don't have the energy to get out of bed. Make sure you're getting enough sleep and eating a healthy diet. find exercise that you enjoy and you do it every day. Exercise is proven to boost your mood, help you sleep, and give you more energy. And exercise is a very important aspect of your life. Number 8, practice gratitude. Living with gratitude is known to increase feelings of well-being. Feelings that are vital to creating positive energy. Adopting an abundance mindset may be the single most vital change you can make if you want to exude different types of positive energy. Start being grateful for what you have today and you'll notice improvements in your life. Number 9, visualize. You may think of goal visualization as something that's for top athletes and business people. And many of them do use it, but however, you can also visualize yourself bringing happiness to others, healing your own emotional wounds, or watching negative emotions wash away, drift away. With the power of mental conditioning, you can train your brain to create positive energy. Number 10 is meditate. Meditation is another way to train your brain by thinking positive and focus on what really matters. The benefits of meditation are similar to those you get from creating positive energy. It lowers stress, increases your focus, regulates moods, and higher productivity. It only takes about 10 minutes a day to create a meditation practice that works for you. And there are plenty of different meditations. So suit the one that's best for you. Number 11, surround yourself with positive people. You are in control of your emotions. Yet, being around negative people can still be emotionally draining, especially if you're just learning how to create positive energy. Tony often says, who you spend time with is who you become. If you want to become a positive person, surround yourself with positive people. And number 12, give back. Success, money, and fame don't necessarily lead to positive energy. Because there's a lot of rich people with a lot of money that may be unhappy. Yes, yes. The secret to a joyful and fulfilling life is always to give back. Giving back fulfills one of our deepest human needs, contribution, or a sense of service. When we help others who are less fortunate than us, we realize how much we have to be grateful for. And create positive energy without even realizing it. And again, this is coming from TonyRobbins.com. Check the article out, how to create positive energy. Gotta go. Love and light and peace and blessings and thanks for tuning in with God is High Idea. I am grateful because I'm still here. So here's another article on how to bring positive energy into your life. And this is coming from wikihow.com. I'm just pulling up some articles. Excuse me. It says, when you're stuck in a rut of negative energy, it can be difficult to pull yourself out. Thankfully, there are plenty of ways to bring lots of positive energy into your life. First and foremost, it's important to get into the habit of thinking positively, which can dispel negative feelings and energies from your life. So now you got to make a commitment to prioritize your own thoughts and feelings ahead of others so you can stay on top of your own mental health. So number one is think positive. Expect that good things are going to happen to you. Wake up each morning anticipating that something great is on the horizon. Keep your mind in a positive, hopeful place as you go throughout the day. And notice if the events in your life seem especially upbeat. In many cases, a positive attitude can naturally welcome positive energy into your life. Turn an immediate goal or day into a great one. So keep your expectations realistic. And tell yourself out loud that you're going to have a good day as soon as you wake up in the morning. Because how you set your tone of day before you leave your house is up to you. The day you're going to have is up to you. What are you going to decide? Number 2, toss away your negative thoughts and feelings. So I want you to take a moment to focus on what's dragging you down. And when you think about your negative topics, you end up filling your mind with negative energy. So instead, make a resolution to accept what you cannot change and try to move forward with more positive thoughts. And you can say that serenity prayer. Y'all know the one. Number three, don't needlessly dwell on your problems and illnesses, and something that I really have to work on because I have a lot going on with my health, and the anxiety is kicking in. This is something right here that I definitely have to focus on. While sickness and other long-term problems can be a pain to deal with, try not to invest any negative energy into these prospects. Instead of thinking about the uncontrollable parts of your life, focus on aspects that you can't control instead. For instance, if you feel like you're coming down with a cold, try not to focus on your symptoms. Instead, view it as a free excuse to relax, enjoy a hot beverage, and watch some damn TV and or movies. Number four, try to laugh and smile whenever possible. Get in the habit of smiling on a daily basis. Invite positive energy into your life by actively seeking out the wholesome and funny aspects of each day. And make an effort to fill your life with positive people who always bring a smile to your face. Okay. Number five. Say thank you for all the good aspects of your existence. So take a moment to bring some positive energy into your life by thinking about everything that you are thankful for. And when you are alone, I want you to acknowledge everything in your life that makes you happy, like your friends and your family. And you can also write out a list of everything that makes you happy if you want to have a physical reminder on hand. Number six, forgiveness. Forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. Because while you holding on to those grudges and that hurt and that pain, the other person is living their life. So why not forgive so you can have some peace? Think about all the people who have hurt you, whether it was recently or a long time ago. Do you still harbor negative feelings towards these individuals? If so, you could be welcoming negative energy into your life without realizing it. And take a moment to mentally forgive the people who have hurt you and expel their influence from your life. Number seven. And we're going to take a break, and I'll be back. Got it. Love and light, and thanks for tuning in with Goddess Hadean. And we're still on the topic of creating positive energy. So right now, I said from my last podcast, the one before this was number nine, but we're back to number one. Number one. Putting yourself first. Commit to loving yourself. Take a moment to think about all of your positive qualities, and I want you to write them in a list. Jot down anything that you're good at, whether it's a sport or a hobby or being a good friend. While it may be difficult to think of good things about yourself, remember that you'll be inviting positive energy into your life once you do. So go ahead and make that list. Number two, don't compromise your own happiness for other people. Let me repeat that one. Don't compromise your own happiness for other people. Yes, it may be important to think of others. Try not to forget about yourself in the process. Before agreeing to doing something with a friend or family member, decide if it's something that would make you happy or not. By avoiding stressful activities and tasks, you can invite a lot more positive and productive energy into your life. And if you do not feel like participating or going to an event, you have a right to say no. Number three, take active steps to achieve your goals. Don't expect to fulfill your dreams in a week or a month. Instead, divide your goals into small, achievable baby steps. As you accomplish these steps, take a moment to celebrate the little victories. And number four, aim to be mindful and present every day. And that's a biggie because a lot of people are walking around living in the past or work or thinking about yesterday. You got to be in the moment when you're brushing your teeth, when you're eating your food, when you're taking a dump. Be present. Be mindful. Keep yourself rooted in the events and activities of the daily schedule. Instead of doing chores and work-related tasks automatically, take a moment to consider how and why you are doing these things. Prioritize a feeling of awareness in everything that you do to welcome more productive, positive energy in your life. Mindfulness isn't a task that you can check off a list. It's a lifestyle that you incorporate throughout the day, starting from when you awake. Number five, set clear boundaries with others on a regular basis. Perform frequent maintenance on your friendships by determining how far you want the relationship to go. Whenever you to speak with a friend or acquaintance, pay attention to your own thoughts and feelings. If anything a person says makes you uncomfortable, take a moment to address your emotions. Do this on a regular basis so the negative feelings don't snowball into something worse. And light and peace and blessings, sending out nothing but positive love to you and you and all of you. Thanks for tuning in. This is another article. It's part of the same article but a different part, so I'm just breaking it down. And this one is titled Adjusting Your Day-to-Day Life. Number one, maintain a healthy diet and exercise. Exercising doesn't have to be boring. Try joining the gym or working in different muscle groups to change things up. You can always go for a run to ease your worries. You can add a lot of positive energy to your life by exposing yourself to fresh air as well as some beautiful natural sights. Get into nature. I love going out, you know, with the grass and you hear the birds chirping and the trees and stuff. I love it. So, yeah, you can bring lots of positive energy to your life if your body is unhappy. You can't bring lots of positive energy into your life if your body is unhappy. So exercise regularly to release endorphins, and which fills you with positive feelings. Also, try to eat fresh produce on a daily basis as well as fruits that are rich in protein. Get them vegetables and fruits in. Decorate your home with Feng Shui techniques. You gotta look that up. So bring more positive energy into a room by changing decor and color scheme. Yes. Colors makes a big difference. Your environment makes a big difference on your mood and energy as well. By using Feng Shui, the ancient Chinese art of living in a peaceful and harmonious environment, you can redecorate your living space with warm natural colors, soft yellow, light green. And you can use these techniques to in all physical aspects of your life, like the bedroom, workspace, and car. Play upbeat, encouraging music on a daily basis. Set up a speaker or sound system in your home and cue fun music to play while you're up and about. Motivate yourself to do household chores or other typically boring tasks by singing and dancing along with catchy tunes. Try creating a big playlist of all your favorite jams so that you don't have to change the song manually. Yes, you gotta have a playlist. When I get off of work and I come home, that's the first thing I do. Be like, Alexa, play me some hip-hop. Alexa, play me some jazz. Alexa, play me some R&B. One of the three. Yeah, so your life is what you make it. Creating positive energy in your life is a must. Healing your trauma is a must. We all go through things in life, but we have to have control of our emotions and how we respond to things. Always take time to calm yourself down before you respond to anything. And learn the difference between responding and reacting. Emotional intelligence is a great thing. A lot of us lack it, but I gotta go.